We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by Gee Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
All right, welcome now inside M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, ready to go with the Eagle Football Coaches Show here for this week. Head coach Aaron Best is here. Coming up, we're going to hear from defensive lineman Dylan Ledbetter, running back Antoine Custer Jr. will also join us here on the program today. Coach Best is with us. Coach, I know the outcome was not what you wanted on Saturday, but you've got to be proud of how hard your team played in that game.
Certainly not fired up about the outcome. You know, and when we talk about outcomes in sports, everybody just looks in the paper and sees a score, and that must be how you played and how well you played. We played pretty darn well. We just didn't play well enough. But, yes, the grit, the dedication, there was a ton of commitment. There's a ton of people that grew up before our eyes on Saturday. Not just the young ones. There's some old ones that grew up even more. And it was fun to see. Just unfortunate with the circumstances we were handed.
In that ball game, it started out so well for the Eagles, and it probably did not end up that well. And so when you see 21-0 in the fourth quarter, some people will say, well, you ran out of gas. But I don't think that takes into account or gives credit to what Nate Berry and his group does and the hard work these young men put in. So in the fourth quarter, what did happen? Did they change things?
We were in a great flow for three quarters. I will say that both offensively and defensively, and then and really in special teams, to be honest with you. And then the fourth quarter hit, and for some reason, I don't know if someone, you know, we started drinking different water or switched over to Powerade or what we did, but we just couldn't develop some consistency. It doesn't help when you get a punt blocked when you're back up to the 2 yard line and it goes out to the 14 yard line. So you talk about a short field, that's a 14 yard, free pass to the end zone darn near. You know, we got to fourth and one in the last drive. We had our hands on two balls in the last drive. It just seemed like it was just out of our grasp a little bit, in that fourth quarter. But, it's not easy to explain because there's a lot that goes into it. We just didn't make enough plays when we needed to make them. And adjustment-wise, their adjustment was more from the first half to the second half, especially from a defensive standpoint, than it was from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. So they played a ton more man in the second half, and we didn't execute a few plays that should have been bigger plays offensively, and that was visible on film. So we kind of stubbed our own toe in a few circumstances as well.
Zerrick Cooper is a really good quarterback. I mean, obviously, he was recruited to play at Clemson, and they just don't do that. They don't hand out scholarships to just anybody that comes along. Did he kind of take over that game a little bit in the fourth quarter for them and maybe even will them to a victory?
Well, I think he was a big part of it. No, there's no question. And your best player offensively, you're going to put the ball in his hands no matter how you're going to do it. And in his case, you can do it throw-wise, run-wise, scramble-wise. You can do it a lot of different ways. And so they were able to do that. A couple times we got people on him. We just couldn't get him down. And that's the definition of a tackle in football, is getting someone down on the ground. We had people there. We were present. We just didn't finalize what we started to. Like I said, we got to the finish line. We just didn't cross the finish line. And so we've got to continue. We're not in panic mode. There's no such thing, but we've got to find a few creative ways to be able to get out of that goose egg in the fourth quarter. But by no means is that who we are, and that's who we're going to be. Just like I said, you're facing a really perennial top 10 team on the road, in circumstances that are different for us. We're on the road. We're in humidity. These are all not justifications. They're real deals. A lightning storm that put the game back, and we came out and played as well as maybe we've played a long time for a first half. I mean, it was 35-21 before you knew it, and they were getting the ball. So we'll regroup. We'll just continue to lean on each other, coach them hard, and continue to create our own opportunities.
I got a theory in the fourth quarter. Larry and I actually talked about this on the plane until he told me to shut up and go to sleep. But basically, I watched the football team, special teams, offense and defense that pounded on this football team for three quarters. Reminded me of the rope-a-dope between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman back in the day, where he was just taking haymakers and just pounding on them, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, the last 25 or 30 seconds, Muhammad would come out and do his thing. And that's what it looked like to me. It looked like you guys were just wailing on these dudes, you know, and then all of a sudden they found some extra thing. They got back in the short field on the punt block, the interception return. That's 14 points right now there, but you also have a touchdown of your own, you know, on the opening kickoff. So that was a difference of 7 points there, which, you know, was less than a difference in the final score. Is that something? Am I completely out of line? And like Larry said, I should just shut up and go to sleep?
No, the sleep part is correct, Dan. what I would say is that's kind of the awful but the awesome piece about sports. You can always dissect it once it's done. No one dissects it while it's going on. We all get the information at the end and go, should have done this, could have done this, why didn't you do that? That was crazy doing this. And it's like, this is what we do for a living. We're not always going to be perfect. We're going to chase perfection, but it's not always going to be the way. If it was perfect, then we wouldn't practice. That's why we practice, to make it close to perfect. Just a lot of elements. It was offense, defense, and special teams. We couldn't get the run game untracked in the third quarter when we had our way in the first three. We couldn't make plays when they were there. On defense, we were in position. We just weren't in the final position. And it was a collective effort. So the analogy I get, but that's a one-on-one, mano-a-mano sport, where this is a team sport. You're going to lean on special teams. When you have a block punt, you know, it passes the line of scrimmage, but that is the worst sound in football, period. And I think it's 85 or 90% of teams that get a punt blocked in a game lose the game, no matter what goes on outside the rest of the game. And so that's not a good sound to hear, especially when you're on the kick side of things.
You led that football game for 58 minutes and 48 seconds. And that's the thing that was frustrating to see, because you played well enough to win it. There was opportunity there to basically close this thing out, you know, with plays. And that's where you come in and you look at film and you say, man, we were right there if we could have done this, this, and this. But it was. You guys were right there. And I thought you played under all the circumstances, everything that you've already, you know, talked about in terms of the lightning delay, having to travel down there, all the other stuff that went on. And again, effort is key, and effort was there, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And we talk about it, but we don't say good job for doing your job, because that's effort is minimum. That's minimum what you're going to bring to the table. And these two guys sitting in front of me are guys that are bell cows, their position on their side of the ball. And I can't – these guys are infectious. They're contagious. People want to be like them for not just reasons because they're productive. It's because how they handle themselves on and off the field. And so when you got a locker room with guys like this, you always have a chance, but you're always not going to be perfect. So we'll live to fight another day. We'll still love each other tomorrow, and we'll go battle again on Saturday against the Vandals.
I love what Mr. Custer said on his 184-yard, 27-carry, you know, personal record deal. Being a De La Salle guy and a Bay Area guy, he said, you know, my office line came to me and said, the holes aren't going to be there. They're not going to be real big. They'll be there. But he did such a great job when he was running of getting skinny and getting small, finding that hole and then making that cut and then doing things after he got through the initial surge. How do you coach that?
Well, it was interesting after we watched film. I think some of his best runs were when there was a sliver of light, when there wasn't a ton, and being 136 pounds as he is, it's easier to get through those things than myself. And so I'm jealous when he gets through those passageways, but those are some of the best runs. Those are taught to be run right there. And some of those things we don't see from the stands, like how did he go there? Well, then you see the tight view and it's like, wow, the easy holes are the ones that the semis can drive through. Those are easy. Those don't happen usually in college a ton. And we opened up a few of those, but most of the runs were given just a little glimmer of hope, and he hit it, and it's all about timing. It's run game is about timing of everything from the guys up front to the guys in the back, whether it's a quarterback hand the ball off in a mesh or a tailback taking the right and appropriate footwork to get there. It's all in unison. And like I said, we had our way. You know, I looked there at 6.2 yards per carry. 184 yards, career high. I'm surprised that's a career high because of all the carries and yards he's got. But he's had to share the load with some of the guys in the last couple of years. So impressive performance, one of the best I've seen on the road in that situation. He was an absolute warrior on Saturday.
Well, it almost like Dennis Merritt was on his shoulder kind of the whole game, and that seemed to me there was inspiration, you know, that you could take out of that. And I thought the team played inspired, and in all the circumstances I've. You know, talked about the officials in nauseam, you know, on the air and got blistered on social media for it. And I don't really care what people think. I'm going to make an observation on what I think. And I know, having played in the South, you're going to get that. You can't talk about it because you get in trouble. I can't. If they want to fire me, they can fire me. I'm fine with that. But I'm also going to say what I see. And I thought you guys overcame a lot other stuff, you know, along the circumstance, especially when they started to make their comeback. So your coaching staff and your team, the Eagles came together, and there was a lot to be proud of there. And I love what you say, because you're not a guy that believes in moral victories. You don't believe in that. And yet I think this is something you can take moving forward and make this football team better.
Absolutely. And I think the one thing that's not in any stat book or any play-by-play is when there were circumstances on the field that didn't go our way in terms of stuff that a lot of people saw that some people that should have seen didn't see, there wasn't there. I was the one that was saying the sentiments and nobody else. I've been a part of this program a long time, and there's in pockets where it's like, oh, he tugged me, and why didn't you do this? And I didn't, unless I had earplugs in, I didn't hear a ton of that stuff. So I think our guys were laser-like focused. They understood. We talked about going anywhere on the road, no matter where you go, south, north, east, west, you know, you're not going to get you're not going to get some of the things that you expect to get or need to get to help you out. So make your own breaks, create your own breaks, and just know that you're not going to rely on anybody to bail you out.
Coach, Eric was fantastic in the first quarter of play, and then he got hit hard a couple of times. He was kind of pulling on his jersey a little bit. Was he perfectly healthy at the end of the game, or did they change something to limit his effectiveness?
No one's perfectly healthy after the game of that magnitude, but he was trying to catch his breath. I think the air was a little bit dense at times, and you know, he was running around pretty good. He got out of some early sack opportunities and actually made some incredible throws. I mean, and I've seen some incredible players here, but I tell you what, it is. I mean, it was like Gumby out there doing some of the things he did. So I think that lended to it, and he ran the ball a few more times than we had anticipated. So all things, truth be told, I think it was just more of a conglomeration of things and just kind of the buildup of some things. He got through it. Medical staff checked him out when they needed to, and he wasn't as effective as he wanted to be in the second half. But again, you're comparing 11 of 12 for 153 yards in the first quarter. I love that too, but those are like Tecmo Bowl numbers. I mean, those aren't going to be held up. I mean, those just aren't going to happen. Even though I want them to, you want them to, we want you, the Eagle Nation wants us to. Those things are darn near impossible. I mean, you'd set a record for 800 yards in a game if that was the case, and so. We all want it, but we know we're not going to get it. Let's not cry about it because we don't get it, and let's move on to the next one.
It looked to me, and I hadn't seen a lot of Jacksonville State coming into this game, but they were more aggressive defensively than they had been in the first two games because they had no sacks, they had no interceptions defensively, but they came with pressure in this game. Were they more aggressive in this game than they had shown on film coming in?
Well, I think I'll answer it a couple ways. Larry, I think they played a really good Southeast Louisiana team, and I think they may have not known how good they were going to be, and they were timely in a few areas, and so Southeast Louisiana got to them fast and kept it on and made more plays at it. They had a pick six against Cooper, but no, they didn't get home. Then they turned it up against Chattanooga on the road, back at home and played better, more sound. The offensive line was way better than they were in first game. But I'm going to tell you what one of those factors is, and the players know it. Everyone wants to beat Eastern Washington University. Everybody that is on our schedule wants to beat us. So we're going to get everybody's best shot every single week. So we're going to get 12 best shots. That's just the way it is. That's the way we want it to be, and we've got to find a way to get it done more often.
Freshman class, true freshman. You got some pretty good play from a lot of these guys that were seen, if not their first college action, their second game in college, and we're talking Silas Perea at running back. We're talking Sebastian Gomez on the defensive line, Marlon Jones at defensive back, and I want to say there was one other that saw some action in this game.
Brock Harrison.
Yeah, Brock Harrison. All right.
Special teams, yep.
Yep, so this true freshman class, I mean, talk a little bit about the talent that you have in this class and what we may expect from some of these guys this year, because you've got that four-game rule you can play with, but you can also go ahead and play them this year if that's what you want to do, if that's what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's out of need right now, and this game is a physical sport, and so a couple of those guys were not need; those are want based. But a couple of guys kind of fell into that need based, especially going into this game, due to I would say lack of depth. It's just in case all of a sudden we go from one to three or two to four real quick, we're going to need possibly a fifth D tackler, possibly a seventh DB, or whatever the case may be. So we'll continue to kind of monitor who those guys are as the season progresses. We're talking daily as a staff; we meet daily about a lot of things, but that's one of the topics when we meet weekly, as far as who we expect possibly to play, are we going to play them, how many plays are we going to play them, because again, let's not do it for three or four snaps. If we're going to do it, let's give them 10 to 12 snaps in a game. It doesn't have to be O or D, but it's got to be somewhere. Let's not burn someone's shirt, or even the four games if they're playing a total of eight plays. So the next couple of weeks, we'll identify a few guys that may end up being on the five-plus plan. I'd like to keep everyone on that four and under plan, but some of it's based on what we need as a team, and we can't sacrifice the goals of the team for the goals of one individual. So we'll take that in consideration. Like I've told you before, it's not just a physical piece. It's also an academic piece too, that I don't want to put those guys in harm's way. When you talk about, you know, missing a year, they're done in four falls, which is really three academic years in one quarter. you know, we're going to have to expedite that process academically, get them in summer school. So we try to end their academic career the same time they end their athletic career. So that I think factors in, as at least personally for me, when I talk to those kids.
I'm sure it ended up being a very bitter day for the Eagles. Can you use the bitterness that maybe you felt after this ball game to fuel this team the rest of the way this year?
Well, you don't coach by fear. You don't play better because you fear something. I just don't think you get the most out of somebody if that's the tactical route you're going to take. And so I think when you lose wearing the logo that we wear, I think that's motivation in itself. And so, well, it's home or away, non-conference ranked, not ranked. It doesn't matter. You didn't score enough points, and you felt like you played a pretty solid ball game on the road, but it wasn't good enough. At the end of the day, it's black or white. It's win or a loss. I mean, it's there's no gray area in between. I think that's motivation enough. We've just got to make sure we continue to practice the correct way. We take the appropriate steps to get the reps we need to continue to grow, because we grew this last week a ton.
One last thing from that ball game. Defensively, you give up 49 points in that game, but you only give up a little over 360 yards, I think, in the game. You held them to more than 150 yards fewer than what they would get on the year. That you held Cooper to more than 100 yards less per game passing than what he got. The defense, you got 5 3 and outs in the game. Outside of four long drives they had, they didn't really get, even though they scored three other touchdowns. One was defensive, one was on a really short field, but they really only drove the field on you in a quarter of their possessions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, not to say I'm kind of putting this all under one umbrella, but analytics are analytics. I mean, you're gonna take those numbers, and 90% of the time you're gonna kick it out, and it's gonna say this number versus that number. Well, it didn't end up working out that way this time around, and so it's always an interesting. I always look at box scores. I always read kind of. I look at type of possessions. I look at third down percentage. I look at turnovers. Take away the top score and who the teams are, and I try to guess what the score would be based on rushing, you know, yards per average, what the, you know, all the things, the punts. And if you look at this one, I don't know that it speaks what it spit out, and that's just the way sports play out sometimes. But our defense played tremendous, our offense played tremendous, and our special teams played tremendous for a better part of the game, but that's not all of the game, and that's why it's 60 minutes and it's not 45 minutes. And in spurts, we played really well. Pick six doesn't help your defensive points per average out either, and that's something we'll grow from and be better at and continue to learn from. But, it's not easy, but that's why we play, is to learn, and we'll learn from this.
More with Coach Best after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least 3 commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an Inland Imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with 6 convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or $50,000 in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
Welcome back, Eagle Football Coaches Show, live M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. We will not be here next week. This is kind of an odd situation, but you are, Coach Best, is needed on campus on Monday, and so we will not be here next week. No film of the Idaho game. We will have a radio program for you, but it'll just be radio only. Next Monday, we'll be back here again 2 weeks from today, so the 30th of September, I think. We'll have all the film from the North Dakota game. Coach's show next week, but radio only. Dylan Ledbetter and Antoine Custer Jr. are our player guests. We'll hear from them in a moment. Coach Best is here. University of Idaho this week. This is a non-conference game, but it's a Big Sky Conference team. And so essentially, even though it doesn't count in the conference standings, this is the start of conference play, right?
Absolutely. You know, we get to play 9 league opponents. One in the non-league setting, which I told the guys after the game, for all intents and purposes, this is a league game. Why? I mean, it's a league opponent, much like NAU last year on the road. Get to go to Moscow and play a conference opponent on the road in a non-league setting, and let's just tee it up as 9 league games. I mean, let's look at it that way. Don't look at it any other way, and let it all be told on Saturday.
Well, I love it because you have Idaho as a non-league game. Then the week after that, you have North Dakota as a league game, and they're leaving the league. So that's kind of interesting. But that being said, there's a lot at stake on Saturday. One, you know, it's kind of win the one game a week scenario. You've got the Vandal guys right down the road, and there's some recruiting opportunities. You have to go into there. You're playing in the dome now, so that's going to be a different kind of feel. So there's a lot of stuff jumping out of the frying pan right into the fire, but it gives you guys and your staff and the players a heck of a challenge coming up on Saturday.
Absolutely. You play an experienced team and kind of a same schematic defense, but kind of a different puzzle pieces over there on defense, and losing Mr. Ellis last year and then introducing new Mr. Ellis this year. And, you know, in the defensive tackle arena, I mean, they're a 4-3 cover 4 team. They're going to test you. They got some receivers that catch balls. They got two quarterbacks that are very experienced, and one of the better offensive linemen in the league, and Noah Johnson. And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but we'll certainly be prepared, ready, and we'll fight our backsides off on Saturday for those 3 hours starting at noon.
They've got some big dudes. They have two you know, tackle nose guard types that are like 350 plus, mm-hmm. and they put them right over the center. So, you know, Mr. Blackburn is going to have to bring about 45 pounds of weights in his pockets. That's going to be a heck of a test for that offensive line. But they seem to be playing a lot more physical this year in terms of what I've seen.
Yeah, they're one of the best offensive lines in the country. And so that shouldn't motivate anybody. That's just turn on the film and just watch them. The center's legit. The left tackle's legit. The right tackle's legit. The right guard's legit. And the left guard has been playing solid thus far. So, they'll be fine. Spencer Blackburn will be just fine, whether it's UW or in Moscow. He'll be fine. We know what he's going to bring to the table, and if that motivates anybody, then they're probably playing the sport for the wrong reason.
That quarterback situation they have, the quarterbacks are two different types of guys. You've got Petrino, who's a little more mobile, and Connor Richardson, who's not very mobile. So does that change you if you see two quarterbacks? And I don't know whether you'll see two quarterbacks this week or not. We'll have to wait to see. But does that change how you have to prepare going into a game with a team that plays two quarterbacks, whether it's this team or somebody else?
Well, I mean, let's just here's the analogy. I'll throw an analogy back to you, Paul. That's just like you playing quarterback or me playing quarterback. Is that going to probably change defensively? I would imagine so. I mean, I'm not going to get outside the pocket at all, man. I'm going to stay in the cocoon. Paul's going to leave.
I won't
every
be able to find
stay.
The center.
Yeah, well, you'll figure it out. Someone will tell you to shut up and fall asleep or find the center or whatever you said. I think you have to have different approaches. You just don't have two different game plans. So you got to know what somebody does well or what they're maybe up to or me, especially if they're going to play both. And last year they played both and, we expect them to play both. And if Coach Petrino would be so happy to tell us if he's going to play one, who that one is, we take the information. We'll prepare for both, but yes, there's certainly two totally different players. And it looks like Mason's healthier this year than he was last year. So that's good. We want everybody's best shot. We want everybody to be really healthy going in to see where we stand at the end of the day.
All right, Coach, which one of these guys goes first?
I'm going to say Antoine Custer because he packed the rock 28 times and he's ready to go. He's juiced up. He's ready to go.
All right. Antoine Custer Jr. will join us here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show after this timeout. This is the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Credit card debt is the most expensive debt.
How did Numerica help you pay off your credit card so fast?
It's actually pretty simple. I consolidated all my credit cards under one low interest rate and then put an additional 10% of my income each month toward paying the debt off. That's it.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk. Visit NumericaCU.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Eagles in action against Idaho on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock, noon for the game time. actually 12:09 for the game time with the television. It'll be on Root Sports Northwest. You can use that syncmygame.com and listen to the game with the TV, unless you're going to be in Moscow, and we hope you're going to be in Moscow to support the Eagles for that ball game. Running back Antoine Kester Jr. joins us now, fresh off a career-high 184-yard day. Antoine's seventh 100-yard game of his career, and also with those 184 yards, he goes over 2,000 career yards rushing at Eastern Washington University, but it came in a loss, and I'm sure you would rather have had gotten those accomplishments in a win.
Yes, sir. I definitely wish those would have, the outcome of the game would have turned out different. As a team, we gave it our all, but sometimes you just can't predict the outcome.
It was a difficult situation down there, a long plane flight, a hot day. What happened in the in the second half, maybe, and in the fourth quarter to the Eagles, in your opinion?
I think as an offense, we just didn't manage to score enough points. We just didn't manage to get enough first downs, run the clock out a little bit more, help our defense out, and keep their defense on the field longer, get them a little more tired, and put more points on the board. As we did in the first half, we just didn't accomplish in the second half.
Normally, you're getting some carries taken away from you in the course of a game by other running backs, but you were the only real experienced running back in uniform on Saturday, and so you got a lot of touches. Do you like, because by the time you add in your pass receptions, you had over 30 touches in the game, so does that kind of help you get a little bit of a rhythm and a flow going, knowing that that you're going to be the main ball carrier?
Just getting more carries helps me get, a little bit more rhythm. But being the only ball carrier, knowing what happened last week, I know why the other running back couldn't be there. So I just made sure this whole week I hydrated enough, worked hard enough so I can be able to take that many carries in a game like this with the humidity and heat being a factor in the game, and want to give my team all I can give through this week, knowing I'm the only back experienced.
Was Dennis's injury a motivation for you? Did you want to play for him as well?
Yes, definitely, because I know he would have gave his all to be in that game, and off of a sudden injury, big injury like that, I just wanted to make sure I'll take some of his carries and give it all I got just for him, because I know he'll give it his all to come back and play in that game.
It was so much fun to watch you play. I mean, just in terms of your vision and, you know, how happy. And you always have a smile on your face, which is really cool. And, you know, you handle the post-game interview, which is a difficult situation because it was a tough loss and it hurt. And yet you were, you know, an above-board guy. You came in, you gave everything you had, and that was really fun to see. And you look at your career starting when you first came out of De La Salle High School down in Concord, California, to Eastern Washington. How much growth have you had from that time frame in high school to now, in terms of where you are, you know, as a senior?
A lot of growth, a lot more, I guess, maturity. I'm still not as mature as I should be probably, but I definitely grew a lot since De La Salle and coming to Eastern, being around great teammates and great coaches to help me become a man that I want to be someday. And the friends and the family and the bond that we create here at Eastern definitely helped me out.
Coach Lattiser he's a Hall of Fame coach, and I guess he left right before you came in. Is that right?
Yes.
But the locker room that you guys have, everybody stands up and talks about the love that they have for each other and how you're playing as one, and it's really cool. Is that something that you see at Eastern Washington? Do you have that same kind of locker room presence, you know, with the Eagles that you had when you were in high school?
Yes, definitely. Coming out of high school is all about brotherhood, family. I'm playing for the person next to me, and it kind of carry over to Eastern. We preach the same MO in the locker room. It's a brotherhood. It's a family. We all link together. And, it carried over a lot. Yeah, basically.
I mean, did you notice that on your recruiting trip when you came in? Was that something that you kind of saw and felt, you know, when you visited?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely with the host I had. I had Simba Webster and Zuzi Webster. They both told me that you might like him even more than I did, because after high school, they share the same brotherhood bond, work hard, work ethic, all the hold each other accountable, all that type of things. We preached in high school. So then when I got here, I just felt like it was a second family.
Now you've got a lot of freshmen that are kind of falling behind you with Dennis out now. You know, so there's a lot more snaps for you the rest of the season, but they're going to have to step up and, you know, give you some break in there in terms of running. What are you trying to tell them and coach them up and help them maybe in the process that you had leaders at running back help you?
I just try to tell them just give it all you got. Stay ready. If you make a mistake, make sure you make it at 100%. Don't make a mistake going slow because then that might affect you, might get hurt. But if you give it 100%, then the coaches will see like, okay, he gave it 100%. And then correct your mistakes. Don't repeat the same mistake. Because as a freshman, I think that's what I tried to learn as fast as possible. Like if I'm in there and we have the freshman running back like Silas, I would tell him, like if I make a mistake, go in there and correct me basically. Don't make the same mistake that I did when I was in there. So you stay in there a little longer.
Did you ever feel that you were having a special game on Saturday?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I kind of felt it, but I wish the outcome could have been different.
You just wanted to win.
Just wanted to win.
Mentoring the younger running backs, is that something you enjoy doing? You got a lot of freshmen that are playing back there with you.
Yeah, definitely. Because I try to look at the younger backs like they're like my little brother, because I never had a little brother. I always had sisters. And so I try to treat them as my little brother, like, just keep working hard. I'm going to go fast to individuals, take great mental notes when I'm in there. And I try to tell them I take the same mental notes when you guys are in there. Because just because I'm a senior, a freshman, doesn't mean I can't stop taking notes, even though, like, there's always more stuff to learn.
Come from an athletic family? Your mom, your dad, your sisters, uncles, whatever?
My uncle played at Toledo for a couple years. And, yeah, that's about it.
All the athletic talent in the family found its way to you, then, I guess, huh?
Almost. Little sister's growing up. They're running track, so we'll see how far that goes.
What are you majoring in school? What do you want to do with life when football's over with you, for you?
Communications. I'm majoring in communications, and I hope to find somewhere, help out my community, be a voice, be a leader somewhere, and that's what I kind of look forward to.
What did you want to improve on coming into this season, and do you feel like you accomplished what you needed to prepare yourself for this year?
I want to improve on yards after contact, breaking, trusting my speed, really. If I was to hit the corner, just run, not focus on looking back behind me, and focus on my read steps and try to hit this like a slight hole fast as I can.
What's your favorite thing about football?
I'll say my teammates, the love and the fans, the energy they bring.
What do you enjoy doing off the field?
Listening to music and hanging out with friends, honestly.
Antoine Custer Jr., congratulations on a fantastic game. Congratulations on a great career so far, and finish it up in good style.
Thank you. Appreciate
well done.
It.
All right, we'll be back with Dylan Ledbetter. That's next here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or $50,000 in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
All right, the Eagles taking on Idaho on Saturday, 11 o'clock for the pregame show, noon for the kickoff. Don't forget, no coaches show here at M&D next week. We'll be back here in 2 weeks, but we will have a radio coaches show next week at 6 o'clock from campus. Defensive tackle Dylan Ledbetter joins us. Tell us about Zerick Cooper. What do you think about him, the quarterback for Jacksonville State, a guy that was talked about it earlier, recruited Clemson, so you knew he was going to be a good player coming in.
Oh, yeah. He's a great competitor, great football player. He's definitely the bell cow of that team. He's the leader of that team. And, I mean, when going got tough, they put the ball in his hands and just let him be a playmaker and make plays for him.
Defensively, you guys gave up 49 points, but really, I don't really see how you gave up 49 points, because when you look at everything, you guys perform better than that.
Yeah. I mean, like Coach Best talked about earlier, it was just a few plays here and there, getting off the field on certain situations. And, I mean, their players made some great plays on some balls in the air, or running backs breaking tackles. But, I mean, it was just a few plays here and there that really, I think, separated it and made the difference, where if we make those plays, I think the stats reflect and the score is a little bit different.
I asked Antoine this, so I'll ask you, what did you want to improve on coming into this season?
My biggest thing was just block shedding and continuing to pursue to the football and just hone my craft and get a little bit better each week and focus on things and pick out things on film each week to work on.
I thought we talked to Antoine about getting skinny, and I know that's not something in your vocabulary there, but I thought you did a great job of breaking double teams in terms of sliding, and you guys were stemming and looping. Your movement was really good up front, and there were a lot of plays that I was seeing, especially in the run game, where you were making plays behind the line of scrimmage.
Thanks, Paul.
It wasn't reflective in the darn stats. You didn't get any tackle for losses, but I saw you, you know, in terms of being right there and so forth. Was that something you really wanted to focus on this year? I know that, you know, sacks and tackle for losses are a big deal for a D-line.
Yeah, no, for sure. And just playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage is huge. I mean, if making plays in the backfield, plays for negative yards are huge for defense, and second and 12 is a lot better than second and 7. So definitely, and then going into this game too, the last 2 weeks, I just wanted to focus on trying to play more in the backfield and make plays in the backfield. Like you said, it was tough. There was a couple that were close, but I'm just excited to keep working and keep getting back there for the team.
There was a lot of respect I saw after the game. A lot of the offensive linemen came up to find number 4 out there, and they were patting you on the helmet. I know you were down because of the loss, but I could tell that you earned a lot of respect from that offensive line. They did not want to face against you because I thought you took them apart.
Yeah, they're a good group of guys. They were really respectful after the win, or after their win. they just came up and said good job, and they thought we were a really good unit up front, and they were just saying that they don't hope to see us down the line, but they think it'll happen. So,
well, and the other thing too, you know, their quarterback, who's, as we've talked about in nauseam, was a Clemson grad, and yeah, he's athletic. You can see him. It's a really easy stretch to see him playing at that level. It seemed like he kind of got some momentum as the game went on, but early it looked like you guys were all over him. He didn't want to have any part of that, in my opinion.
No, and I think it's just as the game went on, he had made a few plays and gained a little bit of confidence. But like you said, I mean, early in the game, we were getting after him, and he didn't want to run it. He didn't want to keep it, and he didn't want to get hit. And that's just something we've got to keep on the opposing team, keep on the opposing quarterback, just keep getting after him.
The offense, you know, after last week with, you know, Dennis Merritt getting injured and, you know, really kind of humbled and hurt a football team. But Tyson Prunty, I thought that was a huge turning point in that football game when he had to leave because of the targeting thing. And then you had to play a lot of other people, you know, that maybe stepped up. Taking him out of the mix, I thought, was a huge blow for the defense.
I mean, and yeah, Tyson's a great leader for our defense. Senior, played a lot of ball for us. And I mean, it was tough early in the game. He's making plays. I think he had 15 snaps on defense before that, and he's making tackles, big hits. He was on that forced fumble on the kickoff, and it was a ticky-tacky call, I think. And they didn't throw the flag, which was really hard because, I mean, we thought it was just a good hit, and then it gets reviewed, and he gets taken out. And it's tough, and it's tough to lose a leader like that. But other guys had to step up, and other guys did step up. And, I mean, I think that's what we always do is guys are always ready for their chance.
Your senior year, this is it. Yeah. I mean, you get a chance potentially to, you know, move on, and hopefully that, if that's a direction you want to go, you'll have that chance. But you really have the 9 games left in terms of – I consider Idaho an elite game. Yeah, I don't care conference says. Yeah. You've got 9 Big Sky games, and let things fall where they may. Is this a football team that can make a run?
Without a doubt, 100%. I'm confident all the aspects of this team. I'm excited. I think everyone's excited to get back to work. Like you said, non-conference, but it's the first conference game. I mean, when you're playing a league opponent, you want to set the tone and send the message out to the league. So we're just excited to get back to work and excited to improve and start off on a good foot on this conference play.
Keith Moore's slowly working his way back in there.
Oh, yeah, he's getting healthy.
And that's going to really help you. And along with some of the other players that have been nicked up, and maybe the fans and the other folks out there have not been able to see, are these guys that can come back and help this defense?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to get Keith back. Losing him was tough, and that whole ordeal was tough. But he's getting healthy. He's getting ready. And just how he ended the season last year. I mean, he was on a tear in those playoffs. So we're excited to get him and have him pick up where he left off.
What's the biggest thing that you've gotten out of playing for Eastern Washington for all these years, being a senior now and a leader and a captain? You know, it's hard to believe how fast it goes. And I've talked to you about this.
Yeah.
You know, but until you become a senior, you really don't appreciate it. What have you taken the most out of this whole thing?
I think the biggest thing is I have friends who've played in other places and guys who went to high school with who played at other schools, and just the family aspect. And I mean, I lost my grandpa earlier a couple weeks ago, and the coaches and everyone's just behind me, teammates, everybody. And I think that's the biggest thing is the family aspect. And when I came on my visit to visit Eastern, I could just feel it was different. And it's so true. It's just a huge family, and the coaches care more than football. So
the mentoring end of things, Dylan, you've got a young, we talked to Antoine about this too. You've got Sebastian Gomez, you've got Josh Jerome, you've got Caleb Davis, you've got a lot of young guys at your position. Is that something you enjoy?
Oh yeah. And I always tell them, I mean, if they have any questions, I'm the old guy in the group this year. I've played a lot of football and I've seen a lot of things. So I tell them, I was like, if anything's weird, I've probably seen it. So don't be afraid to ask. And we got a great group of freshmen in Jacob Newsom and Sully, but, oh, yeah, like I said, I appreciate them looking up to me, and I appreciate letting me give them the advice and mentor them.
Idaho, have you looked at anything film-wise regarding them at this point in time, or is that something you're going to get into more maybe tonight and tomorrow in that?
I've seen a little bit, definitely seen a little bit. They're a good team. They're good at what they do. Petrino, back there, quarterback, he makes plays, and he makes plays with his feet. When things break down, he's good at getting out and finding guys downfield. And like Coach Best said, they got a good O-line. They run the ball, and they're physical, and they got big backs. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense, but we're up for it.
All right, so what does Dylan Ledbetter like to do away from football?
Hang out with friends, like Antoine said, hang out with family, my girlfriend, my dog. Just kind of relax, get away from things a little bit.
You have a wonderful head of hair, of which I'm very jealous. So have you? Do you cut that hair, or is it just growing at this point
in time? No, I cut it every once in a while. Um, I I kind of let it do its thing after the season last year, because if I would have cut it, it wouldn't have been long for the season. So I had to cut off some length, but I'm just kind of having fun with it. Yeah, letting it do a thing before it goes away.
What are you doing school-wise? What are you majoring in? And what do you want to do with life after football?
Majoring in exercise science, and almost done. Can't wait. One more chemistry class. And I'm thinking about getting into real estate. I feel like it could be something fun to try out and see if I enjoy it.
As in a realtor, or as in investing and building and stuff like this?
Who knows? Maybe both. Maybe both.
Idaho, I don't think anything for an Eastern person replaces Montana in the rivalry, but are you looking forward to Eastern and Idaho becoming a little bit more of a rival as the years go on, even though you won't be an Eagle in uniform?
I mean, for sure. They're super close. I think they're the closest team to us in terms of distance. It's an hour and a half, 2 hour drive close. And, they always play us well. And I'm just excited for the tradition to grow and for that rivalry to kind of rekindle itself and grow back up, and just excited for some good games.
We've got the news of the plans to renovate Ruse Field. That's got to be exciting, although I'm sure you'll be sorry that you didn't get a chance to play in renovated Ruse Field, but you can come watch anytime.
I'll come and watch. A little jealous of the guys, but I mean, it's good. It's due time.
What does that do for the program, just because you're hosting recruits, or you've had in the past when you've come in, you've been their host on recruiting trips? What's it going to do for the program?
I think it's just going to keep building it and give it a great look, a great new face. I mean, everyone loves the red. And once this new stadium's done, I mean, I think it's going to be beautiful. It's going to keep bringing in recruits. And I know there's guys who want to play in big, nice stadiums. And I think it's going to give people that option, and that they have to think about it instead of wanting to go play for a team that might be 5-6 with a big stadium, or come play at Eastern in this new stadium. So I think it's going to do great.
Dylan, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. Best of luck rest of the way.
Thanks, guys.
Dylan Ledbetter here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Freddie Rico, and I'm a multi-care patient. You know, being an athlete for many years, and then for the past 21 years, I've been a basketball coach. A lot of time on my feet. About 4 years ago, the hip really started hurting. It finally got to a point where my happiness was being compromised. To have that relief, that was a big joy for me. From the nursing staff to the anesthesiologist, all the way through, everybody was awesome.
MultiCare, official medical provider for EWU Athletics. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's going to cost me.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital.
Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, so the Eagles play Saturday against the University of Idaho. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with kickoff just after noon. And so we hope that you join us on Saturday here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. On Monday, we will have a coach's show, but it will not be here at M&D. So no highlights on Saturday, but we will, or on Monday, I should say, but we will have the coach's show with Coach Best and Player Guest. That'll start at 6 o'clock Monday back here at M&D. In 2 weeks' time, so we hope you join us there. We'll have highlights from the North Dakota game and then the coaches show starting at 6 o'clock as well. Thanks to our guests, head coach Aaron Best, player guests Antoine Custer Jr. and Dylan Ledbetter. So the Eagles against the University of Idaho, final non-conference game of the season for Eastern Washington, and that'll come your way at 11 a.m. on Saturday. For Paul Sorensen and producer Steve Pry, I'm Larry Weir. This has been the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by Gee Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Dennis Patchen, Rick Lukens, two cool dudes.
True that.
Weekday afternoons at 3 on 700 ESPN and 105.3 FM. XLX are way high, Spokane.
I'm Kevin Winter. Here's all you need to know about the first half of the New York Jets. They completed 4 passes. 3 of them were from behind the line of scrimmage. 3 of the 4 passes were screens. That's all you need to know. Other than that, their starting quarterback has mono. Their backup quarterback, Trevor Siemian, is in the locker room because, well, it looked like his ankle snapped in half, but it didn't. He walked off under his own power. No word yet as to the severity. Luke Falk is now playing. That's 2 Washington State quarterbacks who are playing here in week number 2. You score at the break 16-3, and as we start the third quarter, Luke Falk going backwards. This is just ugly. Browns have a 16-3 lead on ESPN. Meanwhile, speaking of ugly, the way it has gotten in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, he has told the Jaguars he wants a trade. He wants out. Jacksonville's 0-2, lost in Houston yesterday by 1 point. Doug Marrone went for 2 in the closing seconds to try to go for the win. Ramsey did get into a confrontation with Marrone on the sidelines in the opening quarter. Jacksonville says they've talked to teams. They're under no pressure to trade Ramsey. They want at least a first-round pick in return. Ben Roethlisberger, done for the year. Surgery on his elbow. Drew Brees out at least 6 weeks. He needs surgery on his thumb. Baseball tonight. Cubs have a 3-2 lead over the Cincinnati Reds. Elsewhere, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Washington Nationals tied at 2 in the 7th.
The Tennessee Vols head to Gainesville to face undefeated and ninth-ranked Florida. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11 Eastern, followed by kickoff at noon on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Is Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Where are we at?
On ESPN Radio.
And on the ESPN app.
Bumpy and Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. We are Freddie and Fitzsimmons, presented by Progressive Insurance. On the ESPN Radio app, ESPNRadio.com, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Phone number is there for you to hang out with us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. 30 minutes from Why All the Noise about Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. That comes your way in about 30 minutes. There's going to be no noise about this Monday Night Football game going on between the Browns and the Jets. Can we have just a running clock and just call it a day from the standpoint of, I think we've had enough of this game. Cleveland's up 16-3. The Jets are now on the backup to the backup quarterback. Poor Luke Falk, I guarantee, has not had any practice time. Although Kelvin Beachman, he's never played football in his life. All the holding penalties and getting blitzed into the backfield as a guard for the Jets. It's one of those games where you said to yourself, okay, before the season got started, this could be.